Good evening, church. It's great to see all of y'all here singing and praising our God. But as I speak, I really want y'all to think about one question I'm about to ask you tonight. Do you really trust in God in the hard times? When life is in turmoil and you're frantic trying to figure out what you're about to do for the next week because you don't know when your next paycheck's going to be, or you're stressing out about school because you don't know how you're going to do on the next test, do you still trust God even in those moments? So we're going to look at the life of Job real quick, kind of give a quick overview. If you'll turn with me to chapter 42, verses 1, just give an overview. So Job, we all know, he was a really righteous and faithful man to God. God makes a bet with Satan, and God basically says, okay, I bet my servant will be faithful, even if you take away his wealth and his family and everything that's about him. So he does, and he takes all of that from him, and it destroys Job. He's sitting there in his dust and his ashes. He's on the point of death. And his friends keep coming to him and saying, hey, you must have done something wrong. God wouldn't have done something like this if you had not done something wrong. Well, then later, about halfway through Job, God comes to the scene and he says, hey, I'm going to answer you, and you're just going to listen. And so he goes into this whole rant about how I am the God who created the heavens and the earth. I'm the one who sends lightning bolts and tells them where to go, and they report to me. I'm the one who runs this whole thing. And so as you read in verses 1 through 6 in chapter 42, this is Job's response. It says, then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that you can do all things and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. Who is this that hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore I have uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I did not know. Hear and I will speak. I will question you and you make it known to me. I have heard of you by the hearing of my ear, but now my eyes see you. Therefore I despise myself and repent in my ashes. And then it goes on to talk about how God gives him twice as much as he had before. Now, for me, growing up, I don't know what I really was thinking, but I always thought God must have at least explained it to him at some point within Job. Well, looking back at it, it says that nowhere in the book. Now, I don't know if I was that naive or simple-minded or if my parents allowed me to watch too many Disney movies. But if you really pay attention to it, God doesn't ever give him an answer. And looking kind of on my life, I see times that I probably have not had that type of faith. So going about our day-to-day, how many times whenever we're in turmoil like this, we still trust God even though it makes no sense? I mean, I know I have a hard struggle with that because, honestly, it's the hardest thing to do to trust in God when it seems like he's not helping you at all or you seem forgotten. But God hasn't forgotten about you. If you read in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, he says, for I know the plans that I have for you, plans to give you a hope and a future. And if God promises us that, we know that we have a reassurance that God is going to bring some type of victory to us. One of my favorite things that my pastor has always told me is that there's no resurrection without the cross, or that there's no victory or triumph in life without some type of struggle that comes first. So even though it's hard, always look forward to the triumph ahead, because you know that, one, God is in control and that he hasn't forgotten or left you. So if the God who clothes the lilies of the fields and the God who feeds the animals all over the earth takes care of them and out of his busy schedule takes his time to care about each individual person here, how much will he do for you if he takes care of all those things all at once? So, looking back at this, can we have a faith like Job to trust in God even though our life is in turmoil? So, if you are here today and you are wanting to give your life over to Christ for the repentance of your sins and give your life over to a God who is controlling of the entire universe but still takes time to take care of you and your need, will you please come up here as we sing this last song?